Four Mesa police officers are on leave after surveillance video and police body cameras showed them beating a man they had detained. That man, 33-year-old Robert Johnson, was emotional as he spoke about the incident at a press conference at his church on Thursday.
I just want things to be, I want Mesa to be held accountable for what they have done.
And KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins joins us now in studio for more on this. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
So, Jimmy, these videos of Johnson being beaten are hard to watch. Tell us how he ended up in this situation.
Mesa police say they responded to a call on May 23rd after a woman reported her ex-boyfriend and another man were trying to enter her apartment. When they get there, they detain two people. One of them is Johnson. Police surrounded him and ordered him to stand against the wall, which he does, but they also tell him to sit down. The video shows Johnson walking to the wall, leaning against it, and after he's ordered to sit down again, that's when a Mesa police officer repeatedly punches Johnson in the face.
Did he talk about any injuries from this beating at the hands of police?
He didn't make a very long statement. He seemed upset and emotional. He was overwhelmed. He was there with some family members and just kind of seemed overwhelmed, I think, is the best word to describe it. Said he had some lingering effects. His lawyers said he was knocked unconscious, which had an effect on him. And they say he's also suffering from the stress of going through this incident.
Yeah. So this happened in May, on May 23rd. Why are we just now learning about this?
Well, Johnson's pastor, Andre Miller, said he was given the initial surveillance tape from the apartment complex that showed the beating. And he said as soon as he got it, he showed it to Mesa Police Chief Ramon Batista.
So what is the reaction from the police department?
Miller and Mesa PD both said that as soon as the chief saw the video, he called for an internal investigation. That investigation has so far led to one sergeant and three officers being removed from active duty and placed on administrative leave. That's pending the results of the investigation. The chief also ordered a prohibition on face, head, and neck strikes. And this is interesting because this tactic is actually taught in some colleges around the country and some people that are getting ready for police forces because it's a less than lethal strike. It looks terrible because you see someone getting hit in the face. In this case, it may have been used improperly, but the chief has ordered this prohibition on that tactic for right now. Unless there is active aggression being exhibited by an individual toward the officer.
All right. So what did the attorneys say about Mesa PD's use of force on their client, Mr. Johnson?
Basically that it escalated too quickly. They believe that the police knew Johnson was unarmed and therefore there was no excuse to ramp up the force as fast as they did. One of Johnson's attorneys said, you know, you start with words. When words don't work, you move up the ladder of options to get someone to comply. Mm-hmm. But, you know, hauling off and repeatedly punching someone in the face was unnecessary.
Right. So Johnson is black. Are there allegations being made that this was racially motivated, like we've seen in so many other cases of police brutality around the country?
In this case, Johnson's pastor, Andre Miller, said he doesn't think skin color was a factor.
This is not a race issue. This is a culture issue, a police culture issue that has to change. It could happen to any one of us when we have an encounter with the police, and it should not. Wrong is wrong, and right is right. And anybody who is caught in wrong as a police officer, they should be held accountable. And we're going to make sure that that is done moving forward. We're going to continue to pound the pavement. We're going to continue to talk to individuals in charge and make sure that this behavior does not happen. Another Mr. Johnson should not happen.
Both Miller and Johnson's attorney said there was a culture of this kind of violent behavior in the Mesa Police Department. They called for more training, especially de-escalation training, to try and get rid of that troublesome culture.
All right. So what are they asking for? Did they say if they'll be filing a lawsuit?
Johnson's attorneys would not confirm that, but it sounds likely. In the meantime, Johnson was charged with disorderly conduct and hindering prosecution. So his attorneys are asking if the charges be dropped, and they say that they will take all possible legal actions to support him. There's a press conference today at 1. I'll be there at Mesa Police, and I'll have updates for you at KJZZ.org and on air.
All right. That is KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins from our East Valley Bureau reporting on claims of excessive use of force against someone by the Mesa Police Department. Jimmy, thanks.
You're welcome.